Robert Welker, WELKER, 3875, today's. Now let's all do it for today. We just do it on the sinus checkup. Today's 129, yeah? 129.24. This is a 48-year-old gentleman seen this weekend with sinus infection. He received the Rocephin injection, Decadron, and was placed on antibiotics, Medrol, Dospac, and Z-Pak. Also, his thyroid was refilled at 90 microgram a day. He was taking 105, but Dr. Hill Habadir wrote it for 90 to get his TSH back. Here in the paragraph, he comes in today. His sinus infection is better. His headache is better. We're having blood work done at this time. Since last year, he's gained 10 pounds. He's been taking his thyroid sporadically. He's been taking his cholesterol medicine sporadically. And he's got a different job, so he's not as active, and he thinks that's maybe part of his weight gain. He also has a history of low testosterone. At one time, he was on replacement, but he decided to quit taking it because of cost reasons. Family history, no colon cancer, no diabetes, no hypertension. Reported COVID immunizations, up to date medication. Normally, synthroid, no, normally NP thyroid, 105 microgram a day, but he's not been taking that. 105 milligram a day, but he's been taking that, but it was changed to 90. We'll see what his numbers look like today. Also, he's not taking his cholesterol medicine. He's not taking his medication for his low testosterone either. Medical problems: hypothyroidism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Surgery, no recent surgery. Social HGOH occasional, no smoking, no history of sleep apnea. He's married, has a 7-year-old at home, and grown kids that are not living at home. Family history as above. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 222 pounds, up 10 pounds, 97%, 98.2, 18, 105, 138, over 85. Heart, positive 1, positive 2, lungs clear, TMs, less red, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, or mucosal contamination, or extremely shows no edema. Less red compared to Saturday. Number one, sinusitis resolving. Number two, histocarditis stenosis, no significant change. Number three, leg pain, arm pain, musculoskeletal related, maybe related to low thyroid, maybe related to testosterone. Next number, thyroid ultrasound shows goiter. Next number, history of testicular atrophy. Testicles show no masses, no fluid collection. There's a goiter. There's multiple nodules consistent with goiter. Next was BPH with symptoms. Next was fatty liver. Next was echocardiogram. Shows is no change. Slight RVH. Next number. Blood pressure stable. Next number. At one time, he received medication for palpitations. So a cardiologist had a stress test done, but at this time, he's not taking it. This time, next was non-compliance with medication. Next was will decide what thyroid to put him on. Again, he's been taking the 105 at home, but he received the prescription for 90. He might need the 105. Next time, his findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.